We'll get an update on inflation later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's expected to show a slight decrease in what's been a monthly trend of consumer price spikes compared to a year ago. As gas keeps getting cheaper and cheaper, it's down every day now for 14 weeks, $1.31 less than the record high in June.
To hear the White House tell it, the president has taken America from an economic crisis to economic resurgence. And that's precisely the message he'll float at an event at the White House later today to hype the Inflation Reduction Act.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork. Now, Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says that new law does not deserve that name.
Nonpartisan experts have concluded that Washington Democrats did last month will not meaningfully reduce inflation at all and will actually make it worse.
The Justice Department has agreed to one of the Trump choices to be a special master, a judge ordered to review material seized from the former president's Florida home. But the DOJ does not want to allow that master to review classified documents. Big wins for HBO and Apple as we stream a lot of shows these days. They dominated the Emmys for TV's Best. The White Lotus won the most awards, 5, including Best Limited Series. Ted Lasso won Best Comedy, and Succession gets the top drama Emmy. Series creator Jesse Armstrong said on NBC,
"Big week for Successions. New king in the UK. This for us. Evidently a little bit more voting involved in our winning than Prince Charles."
Of course, Charles, now Britain's king, just arrived in Belfast, Northern Ireland. They gave him a 21-gun salute. His mother's coffin remains at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland, where people have been paying tribute to Queen Elizabeth.
"It's a very personal thing when the Queen dies. It's like your mother dying."
Later today, the coffin will be flown to London. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
They're out voting this morning in 3 states in the final primaries, 8 weeks before the midterm elections, Delaware and Rhode Island and New Hampshire, which is getting the most attention.
In a Senate split evenly, both sides are looking for any data hinting they have a shot at holding or gaining power. And Republicans sense New Hampshire's Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan is vulnerable. The question is which Republican would have a shot at winning the seat. It's come down primary day to the more moderate state Senate President Chuck Morse and the more conservative veteran Don Bolduc. Bolduc told Fox News ahead of today,
"I'm not extreme in the slightest. I'm being called names on both sides of the aisle now, right? I guess it just comes with the territory when you stand up for what you believe in."
The Democratic-aligned Senate majority PAC has spent money on ads criticizing Morse in hopes that Hassan will face Bolduc in the more blue-leaning state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Alex Jones will go on trial again today, this time in Connecticut, home to an elementary school massacre a decade ago that he declared controversially for years was a hoax.
A jury in Connecticut begins hearing evidence on how much InfoWars host Alex Jones should pay to plaintiffs, including relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012, for emotional and psychological harm after the radio host was already found liable. Plaintiffs say they've been confronted and harassed in person by Jones's followers, that they faced threats because of the hoax conspiracy. Jones also faces a third pending lawsuit. Last month, a Texas jury ordered him to pay almost $50 million to the parents of one of 26 students and teachers killed in the Newtown shooting. Jones's lawyer said an appeal is planned. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. On Monday Night Football,
Smith, Parkinson, touchdown, Seattle.
So the Seahawks beat the Denver Broncos 17-16 on ESPN to close out week one of the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.